Well, the NFL draft fast approaching, obviously, and we go to our expert just 40 minutes away from Radio City Music Hall in beautiful Westchester County, New York. Let's talk to Tony Pauline via Skype. Tony, good afternoon to you. And we are here in the last few days before the draft, always wondering where the fire is after so many weeks of smoke. What can you tell us about the top 10 of this draft?
I think the big news right now is the offensive tackles and how they're all gathering steam into the top 8 picks of the draft. First, we go with Lane Johnson. I've spoken with a couple of people over the past week who feel these are former NFL linemen still associated with the league. They think that Lane Johnson could ultimately be the best left tackle prospect to come from this draft. They look at his height, his size, his athleticism, his basically inexperience at playing the left tackle position, the overall offensive line tackle position, because he was a quarterback and tight end at junior college. And they think 2 or 3 years down the line that Lane Johnson can actually be better than Eric Fisher or Luke Jokel of Texas A&M. I think the other player that's building steam is DJ Fluka, the right tackle from Alabama. I had reported several weeks ago that he had moved into the top 12, that Miami was considering him. I'm now hearing that the Arizona Cardinals could take him with the 7th pick of the draft. They want a right tackle. They look at DJ Fluka. He's not a great athlete, but he's a tremendous football player. He's got a great frame, 36.5-inch arms. He's also a good person. So I think the big story right now is how you could potentially have 4 tackles going in the first 7 picks of round 1.
This is amazing, Tony. And I know that people like you say there's even more depth at offensive tackle later in the draft. So if the Eagles are in the market for an offensive tackle, your suggestion would be to get it while you can, or can you possibly wait, maybe trade down and get one later in the first round or even the second round?
You know, if you want a guy who could potentially be an all-pro, Pro Bowl type of player, I don't think Lane Johnson is out of the question for the Eagles with pick number 4. He's athletic. He's got great movement skills. I think he'd be a terrific fit for a Chip Kelly offense. I know they want more of a right side guy, a right side player, but Lane Johnson may be too good to pass up. At the very least, it's going to offer the Eagles some potential trade opportunities to move down, collect more selections, then maybe take a Brennan Williams or a Menelik Watson, say, later on in round 1 from Florida State. Another guy who's got high upside. I just don't think he has the star potential that Lane Johnson, that a lot of people are saying Lane Johnson has.
Tony, for months we've been hearing that it wasn't a great draft to have a top 5 pick because the talent level, you know, wasn't that blue chip quality. Now you're kind of hinting that there may be some trade activity for teams wanting to get up into that 4 position. Is that read correct?
Well, I think that's been that all along with the Eagles, especially, you know, that 4 spot. We're just adding players that teams may want to trade up to get to. Before it was D. Milliner, the cornerback from Alabama, that still holds true, although some teams have kind of slid off him a little bit. You've just added one player in Lane Johnson. I still think that the top of this draft does not have any premier or elite talents. The thing about it is you're talking about blindside protectors, left tackles. They're always a hot commodity. It's always a premier position in the NFL draft. There's not a lot of great left side protectors in this year's draft at left tackle, but the top 3 guys are very good. So there may be some competition. There may be some hot interest to get one of those 3 players.
Tony, let's talk a little bit about the later rounds here. Any players that you hear are really becoming fine prospects for round 2, round 3, round 4?
A lot of cornerbacks. Jamar Taylor out of Boise State could go late first round. Darius Slay out of Mississippi State, when I was with Eagles.com. You know, during the Senior Bowl, we had reported that Darius Slay was starting to make a big move up draft boards. Everybody focused on his teammate, Jonathan Banks. But teams look at Slay sort of like Lane Johnson at the cornerback position. He's not fully there. He hasn't spent a lot of time at the position, but he's got great size. He's got great speed. He's a guy who, if you get him around 2 down the road, he could be a very productive starter, sort of Pro Bowl type material as well.
All right, let's talk about the quarterback position because, of course, everybody likes to talk about the quarterback position. Geno Smith, where does he go? E.J. Manuel, is he a fit for the Eagles? And do you think this team will dip into that quarterback pool?
Where does Geno Smith go? I think he could go as early as 8 to Buffalo, or I think he could slide late into the first round. If Buffalo passes on him, and even though they signed Kevin Cobb in free agency, I still think that's a viable pick for them. You know, he could slide later on. Maybe a team that trades down. They're talking about Cleveland. If they can't get D. Milliner, or if somebody puts a big offer in front of them, trading into the middle part of round 1 and then taking Geno Smith, I don't know that's going to happen, but that's been talked about. I do think that the Eagles will look at the quarterback position at the top of round two because there are a lot of solid developmental quarterbacks that should be available to them. You just mentioned one of them, E.J. Manuel. Manuel's physical skills basically match any other signal callers in this year's draft. He's got the size, he's got the athleticism, he has the arm strength to make all the throws in the pocket or outside the pocket. He's a terrific fit for the Chip Kelly type of offense. The thing about E.J. Manuel is, while he's got great upside, he also has a lot of downside risk. Has not shown the ability to consistently throw with proper mechanics during game time, has made some poor decisions. So he's the kind of guy that early on in his career, his interception to touchdown ratio is going to be pretty bad. But if he's properly coached, and he's a high character person, a lot of people like him, he's a hard worker, and if he hits his upside potential, you know, you could have a better version of Randall Cunningham, which I'm sure all the Eagle fans remember.
Well, Tony Pauline, we thank you very much. We'll talk to you when the draft begins. Make that trek across state to Radio City Music Hall. Have a great time this week. Rest up and get ready for Thursday night.
Thanks, Dave.
Thank you, Tony. That's Tony Pauline. We'll check back with him, obviously, when our draft coverage kicks into high gear Thursday night. We're live, Eagles Draft Live, right here from the NovaCare Complex. Tony Pauline up at Radio City Music Hall. Live coverage as well of the Eagles Draft Party right here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.